Transit by Stephen Gaskell. Read by Paul Ansdell. Kelvin slowed up, breathing hard, his pack heavy on his shoulders. He dropped to a crouch, snatching a glance at the calming purple-red aurora in the darkening eastern sky. His heart thudded against his chest. Tumbleweed blew across the top of the ridge above, disappearing from sight.
Am I really doing this?
He'd broken into places before. The breaker's yard for old mechs on the edge of town. The fancy restaurant with a real piano that had closed up a year back. Even Madame Crescent's clairvoyant shack. But he'd always been with others, always acting on the spur of the moment, for the rush or to impress. This was different. This time he was alone. This time he'd been thinking about it for weeks. Most important of all, this time the place belonged to his father. He edged forward, loose stone crunching underfoot, careful not to kick any bigger pieces onto the trail below. Cresting the top of the ridge, he came into sight of his target. He crouched down among the brush. Lost in shadow, his father's workshop cut a strange sight among the rocky landscape. A rectangular box sat in the middle of nowhere. It was an old shipping container, the paint of the transportation company's logo long since scoured to a few flecks by the harsh sandstorms that battered the area every year.
What brings you out here every day, Father?
The question haunted him. He wondered if it had anything to do with the whispered arguments between his mother and father, whether it had anything to do with the stony silences that would often greet him if he approached any adults in town. Only yesterday, a few of his neighbours had been huddled together in the tower passageway, but when he got closer, they went quiet, white-haired Mr. King shoving some ancient, grimy-lit tablet into his coat pocket. His eyes drank in the workshop. Kelvin still remembered the day 6 years ago when the container had been airlifted in as a favour by one of his father's friends in the Hyperion Foundation who flew star haulers. The force of the transport's jets had lashed the ground, whipping Kelvin's hair, spraying grit into his eyes, and when the container hit the ground, it did so with a tremendous boom. His father had shouted at him for almost getting himself crushed, but the whole day had been exhilarating, and his father's stern words had only added to his excitement. They'd only been on Craster for a few months at the time, and everything about the place had been exciting then. The giant crimson sun, so unlike the pale orb they'd left behind on Ikeda. The feeling of lightness on the low G world, which made Kelvin's younger self think he could jump and reach the stars. Even Levan's crossing had seemed mysterious and full of potential, instead of the spiky backwater it had gradually become as he grew into adolescence. He'd been 11 years old. Now he was 17. He shuffled his feet, eyes slowly adjusting to the contours of the shadowed workshop. Long ago, using a blowtorch, his father had cut 4 small windows into the corrugated steel sides of the container, horizontal slits high on each of the 4 walls. Near the hinged metal door that was half of one of the container's short ends, his father's battered skimmer slouched in the dirt, the small trailer behind it full of junk. Kelvin had only been inside once. It had been on the day the container had arrived. His footsteps had echoed through the empty structure, and the place had seemed dark and lonely. He wondered what changes his father had made inside, wondered what brought his old man here every day without fail. Tonight I will find out, he thought. With no sign that his father was finishing up yet, Kelvin twisted round and made himself comfortable, his forearms resting on his knees. He plucked a shoot of spinifex and chewed it at the side of his mouth, as his father was wont to do. Nobody had followed him. He'd been worried his little brother Billy might have snuck out after him, but only tumbleweed moved on the slope. Better to be alone if he was going to break into his father's workshop. He didn't want anyone else getting into trouble if he was caught. He cast his gaze further, his eyes sliding over the scattering of structures that composed Levan's crossing.